Community by Harry Venning and David Ramsden. Episode 5, Garden Party. I've changed Thomas's nappy.
Right.
Wiped up his mess.
Right.
Had to get a ladder for some of it.
Right.
Went off like a fire hydrant.
Did he?
Oh, come on, Claire. How long are you going to keep this up? OK, I didn't get you a Valentine's card. Last year I did, and you had a go at me for collaborating in a cynical sexist conspiracy. I can't win. So I'm going to ask you this directly for future reference and to preclude any ambiguity whatsoever. Do you want me to buy you a Valentine's card, yes or no?
Well, if you have to ask, Brian...
Mrs. Christopher, you're Brenda's nursery teacher. You know what a very intelligent, alert and inquisitive 3.5-year-old she is. She gets bored easily, and that can translate into misbehaviour. And if you have failed to provide her with sufficient levels of stimulation, you have only yourself to blame for the consequences.
Well said, Megan. And did Mrs. Christopher take the point?
I think so, Ray, although she's still insisting I pay for all her dentistry.
Is it a lot?
Afraid so. Brenda scored a direct hit with the naughty chair.
Excuse me, Megan. This is supposed to be a team meeting.
Oh, sorry, Irene.
Thank you. Now, what's happening about our Save Sparrowhawk Family Centre campaign?
Oh, very good response from taking the petition around the estate, because over 300 signatures, if we include cartoon characters, dead film stars and Osama bin Laden.
The ex-offenders group Raffle and Disco raised over £58, which they're going to donate to the cause.
Ooh, very nice.
Just as soon as someone searches his or her conscience and gives it back.
And this weekend, I shall be opening a second front on the war against closure. The working classes of the Sparrowhawk estate are already mobilised, but we really need middle-class reinforcements for our campaign to triumph. And so for this reason, I shall be having a garden party.
Lovely.
Oh, so good job Hitler didn't think of it.
No, hear me out. I don't know anyone in my street, OK? So I thought that I would raise everyone's awareness of local social issues, fill them with alcohol and hit them with the petition.
Oh, good idea, Claire. Helen, you're unusually quiet.
Yes, Irene, I am. And there's a reason for that. I've been doing a lot of thinking recently, asking questions, taking stock. And despite being part of a great team, the conclusion I've come to, and it hasn't been an easy decision to make, is that I should be handing in my notice.
Right. So, Claire, are you doing a hot buffet or finger food?
A mix of both. I always feel short-changed at parties that just serve canapes, so I've had Gnarly cook up, like, a chickpea and bean casserole, which I think will be...
The party's outdoors?
Yes.
Just as well.
Did anyone hear what I just said?
We heard.
I'm going to hand in my notice.
Again.
Third time this year?
Oh, if this is about not giving the presents back.
Well, actually,
that is
yes, it is. The cynical amongst us, not me, you understand, might even interpret this latest resignation as a desperate attempt to extort one last payday from your friends before the centre is closed down and we're all thrown out on our backsides.
All my resignations were genuine, but I was so touched by your friendship and generosity, I changed my mind.
Nice.
Oh, it's true. Well, what can I do to persuade you?
Pay for your own leaving meal.
And buy us all a present.
Well, maybe I should just go quietly. I've never been one to make a fuss.
Hello, everyone. I'm back. I popped across the road to Trevor Tinsley at number 17. Regular bloke, rough diamond, salt of the earth type. You know what? Talking to Trevor Tinsley just now has made me realise how brilliant it is that there still lives one authentically working-class family with roots in the area.
So you didn't ask them to stop putting their bin bags out early, then?
No, too scared.
Can you go back, Brian? Go and do it now.
Please, Claire.
Please go on,
no, but
I'm busy. I'm busy here. Go. Gnarly, I'm having a bit of a crisis with my couscous. Can you do me a favour? Can you glaze these veggie sausages with honey, would you?
No. I've finished work for the day. 8 p.m. or when Thomas goes down, my work finishes. We agreed.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, this isn't work, Gnarly. It's me inviting you as my special guest to participate in a family event.
By continuing to work, but without pay.
Honestly, try and extend the hand of friendship.
No, thanks, but no thanks. I'm busy reading. I found this on the bus, and it's so wonderful. It's so wise and warm. It's so full of common sense. I do not get paid very much, as you know, but I think I shall start buying the Daily Mail every day.
The what?
The Daily Mail? Well, what is the matter? You've gone a funny shade of red again.
Lolly, can you get that rag? Get that rag out of my house now.
Or you will do what? Send me to one of your British prisons that I'm reading about, where I will have cable television. Minibar, my own gym, a jacuzzi.
Nolly, that's just rubbish, nonsense. Throw it away.
You're not clear. There are many things I find to admire about your country. Churchill, Jeremy Clarkson, Wallace and Gromit. But one thing that confused me is this soft attitude you have to bad people. It's not the way of my country, no.
If you want something to read, Gnarly, there are perfectly good back issues of The Guardian in the paper/journal/publications non-glossy recycling box.
I mean, you only have to look at these chintzly chavs at number 17 who leave their garbage in the street.
Oh, please, Gnarly, I would really feel more comfortable if you didn't use that term.
Sorry, rubbish, not garbage. But, you know, it's disgusting. Yesterday I see a rat. We have a saying in my village, rats live where it is not hygienic. Okay, maybe he's lost something in translation, but you get the point.
Well, Brian has gone round to have a word, so hopefully he'll sort things out.
All this have word with nonsense. You cannot have word with these people. I know this type.
Brian, so how did you get on?
I don't want to talk about it.
What happened? Come on, Brian.
Tinsley was abusive, that's what happened.
But tell it from the beginning.
Right, well, everything seemed to be going well at first. His daughter answered the door, his wife invited me in, he offered me a beer, we talked a little football, and when the time seemed right, I mentioned the bin bags.
Mm-hmm.
Which is when he said it.
He said what?
Mind your own business, Alan Yentob.
What?
Why did he call me Alan Yentob? I don't look like Alan Yentob. We share certain similarities in male pattern baldness, but his is a lot more pronounced than mine is. I don't deserve to be called Alan Yentob. Nobody does.
Brian, I knew you'd do this.
Do what?
You turn a simple request into a confrontation. I suppose I'm just going to have to go over to the Tinsleys and deal with it myself.
Are you sure?
Yeah, Brian, do I need to remind you that I am a highly trained social worker, well-versed in every technique of non-aggressive conflict resolution?
How dare you, Tinsley, you git!
Social.
Oh, that is it. That is it. I've got a bloody good mind.
Come along, Claire.
Get off me, Brian. I'm finished with this obnoxious piece of...
Gnarly, grab a leg.
Shut the... Let me go. Do you hear me? Let me go.
Come on, Claire. Time to go home.
No, wait. Tinsley.
What?
You haven't said if you're coming to my garden party.
Decoratively, the place was a disaster, wasn't it, Alice?
Oh, Bill and I had to start from scratch.
Our designer insisted we buy £95 a roll wallpaper.
Actually, Bill, it was £120 a roll. But I couldn't tell you that because you'd have gone bonkers.
Hi, I'm Brian. Would you like to sign this petition?
Oh. And I said to him, monorail, you've got a one-track mind.
Very amusing.
Actually, darling, it was me who said that.
No, it wasn't, darling.
Yes, it was, darling. At Rupert and Elsa's barbecue, and you repeated it at Ali and Rex's wine tasting.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
Hello, I'm Brian. Would you like to sign this petition?
£120, a flaming roll for wallpaper?
What other little secrets are you saving up for me, Alice?
Bill, I want a divorce. I've met somebody.
Who?
The decorator.
Another glass of wine?
Why not?
It's not as though we're driving. It is three doors away.
Would you both care for some nibbles?
Lovely.
Gnarly.
What now?
Could you bring the twig lay over here? Sorry, would you excuse me?
Of course.
Here, food.
Thank you.
Just one.
Sorry.
So, Gnarly, where have you come from?
The kitchen.
Brian?
What?
Let's see, how many signatures have you got? Is that it? Honestly? Give it here.
You know, Claire, we're low on olives. I might have to pop out and...
Nolly, Nolly.
What?
Would it kill you to smile?
This is me smiling.
Are you sure Claire isn't going to miss you?
Nope, Simon, not at all. Everybody in Woodley Street is currently in our back garden. All part of Claire's campaign to forge links among the local community.
Excuse me, but my friends and I couldn't help overhearing. We are keen to establish links with our own local community. What street did you say?
Woodley Street. 3 Woodley Street.
Jeff, get the van. I'll call Ted and the boys.
A nice chap.
Very.
Anyway, if Claire does notice I've gone, I bought a jar of olives as a cover story.
Shrewd move.
Personally, I cannot understand why anybody would want to get to know their neighbours.
Me neither. There again, I don't understand Claire.
I don't understand women, and I've known plenty.
I always say, show me a room full of women and...
Simon's dictum.
Sorry?
And I'll show you a room full of mystery, your dictum.
Yeah, that's right.
It's like they ask you a question, but by the time you've answered it, the question's changed.
Nolly was hot for me when I didn't want her, but now I'm keen on her. She's gone distinctly tepid.
Yeah, for example, Claire bought me an eyeliner pencil from that new range of makeup for men.
Really?
That's a trap, of course. If I wear it, I look like a twit. If I don't use it, she can accuse me of being ungrateful and unreconstructed.
What did you do?
Use it to crane in my bald patch.
Oh, nice one.
Did I get it all? I had to use 2 mirrors. Well, it's not bad.
Where do I sign? Oh, just here, beneath the last name.
O.J. Simpson.
Yeah, that's a different one.
You're a social worker, eh?
Yeah, that's right.
You know, I think what I do is a form of social work.
Oh, really? What is that?
Landscape gardening.
Fabulous party, Claire. It's a really wonderful idea. It's about time we all got to know each other in this street.
Susanna at number 12, have you met Alison Bill?
From number 35.
Hi.
How do you do? And those are our kids. Oberon, Titania, Caliban and Banquo.
Somewhere. Oh, wouldn't you know it? Parsifal, Lohengrin, help Wotan down from the tree, will you?
You've got a little boy, haven't you, Claire?
Yes.
What's his name?
Thomas. Thomas Paine.
So charming.
I mean, Simon, we have spent the entire afternoon talking about our women, and yet we aren't one iota nearer to understanding them.
Quite right, mate. Not an iota. What is an iota?
With women, we're always going to lose, because we don't know how they think. I'll tell you who's got it sussed.
Who's that?
Gay men, right? No, think about it. If we were a gay couple, what would we be doing of an evening?
You tell me.
This... In the pub, having a laugh with each other or watching the football. Uncomplicated male fun.
Right.
And then when the pub's closed, we can get a bag of chips, go home and have sex. You know what I mean?
Yes, I think so, Brian. Do you mind if we change the subject?
Women. Who needs them, eh, Simon?
Is this everybody from our street?
Almost. The Tinsleys didn't come.
Are they the family that...
Yeah, that's right.
Well, hopefully they'll make it to the next one. We will be doing this again.
Oh, most definitely. Research has shown time and time again that knowing one's neighbours not only engenders community spirit, but actively discourages crime.
Well, can I have one?
What is it, Nolly?
You've been bargled.
Oh, how terrible.
Oh, you have as well. In fact, all of you have.
Wait. Hi, everybody. What's going on? If it's the olives, don't worry, I've brought some more.
Every house in the street?
Except one, the Tinsleys. They were in the kitchen stripping down a motorbike.
Suspects.
Honestly, Helen, being working class doesn't make someone a suspect. Besides, the police searched the place and they found nothing.
Sounds like the burglars knew what they were doing.
Oh, yeah, it was very thorough. They even took Bill and Alice's wallpaper. We got off quite lightly, thank God. Just some jewellery, money and clothes, all belonging to Nani.
Leah, I'm going to have to leave work early. I've just had a call from the nursery.
Is Brenda okay?
Oh, yes, but she hit Mrs. Christopher with a stool.
Oh, no, not more dental work.
Oh, no, thank goodness, different kind of stool.
Off you go, Megan.
Thank you.
So,
So, Helen, you're really, really going through with it?
Yeah, I'm handing in my notice.
But why?
Why not? It's not as though I'm any good as a social worker. Claire?
Oh, three. Yes, you are.
Oh, I don't know, Claire. I went into social work to make a difference, and I honestly don't care if I do that anymore. It's become just a job. So why not get another one that's less stressful and demanding, like bomb disposal?
Helen, I hear what you're saying. You feel the challenge isn't there anymore. But you're a middle-aged woman. Bomb disposal requires razor-sharp reflexes. You know, Claire, it was a joke. Oh, I see.
Good news, Claire. The police called. They've caught your burglars.
Wow, that was quick. How?
Like all master criminals, they made one small but significant mistake.
Which was?
Whilst they were in your house, they signed the petition.
Claire. What? Don't you think you might have chopped that carrot enough?
No. Now, if you're going to stand around asking stupid questions, you can just clear off.
It's just I'm a little worried that you may have let the Tinsleys get to you.
Oh, nonsense. It is Gnarly's evening off. I am preparing the dinner.
Atomised carrot.
The fact that the Tinsleys have left their bin bags out early yet again has no bearing whatsoever on my current mental state.
I'll get you a plaster.
Thank you, Brian.
There you go.
Thanks.
Hold it up. That's right. I'll go and answer the door.
Oh, Tinsley, look, now isn't a good time.
Sorry to bother you, Barry.
Brian.
I've come to ask a favour. My little girl, Abigail, she's got herself into a bit of a state.
Oh, yeah?
Her kitten has gone missing. I've done all these missing posters with Tigger's picture on. Could you put one in your window? Maybe keep an eye out for him?
Well, yes, I suppose we can do that.
Thanks. Oh, and, Brian, sorry about the Alan Yentl thing. It was out of order.
Yes, it was.
Sorry.
Forget it.
Petition is up to 500 signatures, although we may have to lose some of the 84 Wayne Rooneys.
Good morning, everyone.
Morning, Claire. You're very perky.
I am, Ray, and I'll tell you for why. The Tinsleys in our street have seen reason. I walked past the house this morning and all their rubbish has been cleared away. It was spotless, frankly. There was not a bin bag, split or otherwise in sight. Social responsibility, one. Self-centred thoughtlessness, nul point. And I think I can claim a little credit for this.
Sorry, everybody. I've just had another phone call from Mrs. Christopher. I have to go to the nursery. Or what's left of it. Where did Brenda get the matches from? That's what I'm going to ask.
Oh, evening, Brian. Come in.
Hello, Simon.
Look, Brian, I'm not altogether sure if this is such a great idea.
That's not what you said in the pub the other day. You said it was a brilliant idea.
Well, I'd had a few to drink, mate. I wasn't really thinking straight.
Oh, come on. I've been looking forward to it. Think of it as an experiment.
I don't know if I'm the experimenting sort, Brian.
Look, let's just see how it goes. We can always stop and go down the pub if we're not enjoying it.
Okay. So, how do we start?
We start with open minds. And by the end of the evening, hopefully, we'll have got in touch with our feminine side, gaining invaluable insight into the female psyche en route.
Gotcha.
Now, I've got the face packs, the chocolate and the celebrity magazines. Did you get the white wine, the DVD we agreed on?
Yes, I did. However, I had a chat with a chap in the video shop and he recommended another film which also features a largely female cast.
Is this it?
Yeah.
Simon, we are not watching Tropic of Lesbos.
Okay, but Brian, please don't make me watch Sex and the City.
It's how they think.
The thing is, Helen, everyone is fully aware of the damaging social, political, environmental consequences, yet people continue to jump into their cars and drive around as if it didn't matter. You know, it's not just irresponsible, it's criminal.
I guess so.
Anyway, thanks for the lift.
You're welcome. Pick you up tomorrow.
Oh, yes, please. Bye. Hi,
Hi there, Mr. Tinsley. Still sweeping, I see. It's looking really lovely.
Yeah, it is. You could eat your dinner off that bloody pavement. Every bin bag, every bottle, every box is gone. You happy?
Well, yes. Very. Thank you.
Good. Now give us back our sodding cats.
To recap, I was more excited by Carrie's wedding dress than you were, although you quite liked the shoes.
Well, I said they were okay.
Now, what about Samantha? Did you feel uncomfortable or empowered by the confident manner in which she took control of her sexuality?
Which one was Samantha, the old slapper?
Well, I guess that answers my question.
Please, Brian, let's finish the wine.
Sorry, Simon, but we have to leave an annoying little bit at the bottom of the glass.
I've had enough of this.
Yeah, but we haven't conducted the most important part of the experiment yet.
Which is?
Sharing our feelings.
This Tinsley is mad. I've not threatened him. I've not stolen his stupid cat.
I am just telling you what he told me. He said that our East European enforcer...
He called me what?
Yes, I know. I was offended too. He said they came round to his house and threatened him.
You cannot believe him, this pig man Tinsley.
So why would he make these accusations?
You tell me. Accusing is not enough, is it? Living with you is like life under the communists.
Look, gnarly.
But with worse pay.
Now, that's not fair.
And longer hours.
Now, look, I'm not saying you did anything wrong, but if you did do something wrong, it would be better if you admitted it, and we could all sit down and we could work these things out.
I have not done anything wrong.
Gnarly, I will ask you.
Ask me what? I told you I've done nothing wrong.
Did you go across the road, knock on the door of number 17, ask specifically for Mr. Tinsley and say to him, if you want to see your cat again, you had better clean up all this rubbish?
Oh, yeah, I said that, yeah.
Come on, Simon.
No.
Why not?
Because I don't want to.
Why don't you want to?
It's just not me. Look, you hit yourself on the thumb with a hammer. You don't say, I feel a sharp pain followed by an agonising throb finishing off with a dull ache. You don't talk about your feelings, you just feel them. And then shut up about them.
Yeah, there must be something beneficial in it, otherwise why do women do it all the time? Just try it, why not? Look inside yourself and find something you've never shared with anyone before. Something that's been eating away at you for as long as you can remember. Something too painful to hold on to any longer.
And then you'll leave me alone?
Well, yes.
Promise?
Promise.
Well, I feel Tottenham will never be a big club as long as they keep selling their best players.
Simon!
Oh, so that's not what you're looking for? Well, what sort of thing do you want, Brian? Huh? You want to tell you something like, my mother never loved me?
Or anything like that, yeah.
Yeah, well, she never did love me. Yeah. And how do I know? Because she told me. And now, she's dead.
Simon, I've been thinking. You've paid for Tropic of Lesbos, so we may as well watch it.
Good idea, mate. Yeah. Whack it on. Oh, and pass us a box of tissues, would you?
Eh?
I've been crying, all right?
When I'm a girl in my village, I'm given a little cat for my 8th birthday. I love my cat, Nina, and we do everything together. We run and we play, we laugh, we dance. Nina was like a sister to me. More of a sister than my sister, who thinks it's funny to sit on my head and fart. Well, I show her. You should have seen her face when she unwrapped her wedding present.
No, hi. Nani, the cat.
Yes, the little cat. Okay, anyhow, one time, these refuse collectors go on strike, and the rubbish piles up outside our house in the village. It smells, it's dirty, and the rats come. Nina runs away. She does not come back. I am heartbroken. Then the strike of refuse collectors is ended, and Nina returns. And Granda tells me that it is because all the cats hate dirt and mess, and little cats are frightened of the rats. Which is why I tell Tinsley, if you want to see your cat again, you had better clean up all this rubbish. I was being good, a kind neighbor.
Well, Gnarly, I can well understand why you are so angry with him.
Him? I'm not
angry with him, his stupid prostakis, you, Claire. You do not believe me. You treat me like criminal. Well, I do not think I want to work in a house where I'm not trusted. I'm finished. Get another au pair.
Gnarly, I realize that you are angry.
Oh, you realize that, do you? Noel, well, no ship, Sherlock.
No ship, Sherlock.
Oh, Claire, go to find, please, some other foreigner to correct of the English. to correct the English of.
Please, Gnarly, don't rush away.
Ma godite se inclusi mac prostati bre. Tu prejedno, Claire, basta.
Gnarly, stay downstairs. Let's talk about this.
I plead, okay? Teachers, many the cash spray. And you can shut up as well, cat.
Luckily, I had my training in non-aggressive conflict resolution to fall back on, and we did manage to sort things out.
Gnarly isn't angry.
Oh, no, no, not at all. Once I got her to understand that everything was Brian's fault, she was fine. Oh, here's one. Excuse me, sir. Would you care to sign our petition to save the Sparrowhawk Family Centre?
Yeah, delighted.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
You see, this is all about people, Helen. And we are people, people.
Excuse me, madam. Would you sign our petition?
All right, love.
Thank you. Social work isn't about reaching targets or balancing budgets, writing reports or sitting behind a desk.
Okay, Claire, you can stop now. It's worked.
What has?
Taking me round the estate, meeting the community we serve. Making me realise why we do this job.
Yeah, I just thought you needed reminding. What do you say we get those girls' signatures and go to the pub?
Oh, sounds good to me.
Evening, girls. Would you sign our petition to save the family centre?
Why not? Give it here. There you go. All four of us.
Thank you. Beyonce, Mariah Carey, Britney Spears and Liv Ullman. That's interesting.
Well, thank you for not avoiding us.
In it now, you get me.
Happens a lot, does it?
All the time, it's ridiculous. I mean, teenagers have to go somewhere, so they go wherever their mates is, isn't it? But all of a sudden, hanging around together has become gang culture.
Yeah.
You're saying that it's absurd to believe that every collection of young people is intent on crime?
Completely, totally. So, although, as it happens, we are. Give us your money, bitch.
Oh, yeah, I don't seem to have come out with anything. Helen?
Great.
You have been listening to Claire in the Community by Harry Venning and David Ramsden, starring Sally Phillips, Nina Conti, Alex Lowe, Richard Lumsden, Lisa Tarbuck, Ellen Thomas and Andrew Wincott. The producer was Katie Tyrrell.